How's that go again? When the... Oh, yes, I keep wanting to do Carolina Moon or Martha or something. Let me hear you.
When the blue of the night meets the gold.
See, that's a nice melody, isn't it?
Someone...
May I have a copy to take along?
Waits for me.
Welcome you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Clifton Webb, Gary Crosby, Dennis Crosby, Philip Crosby, and Lindsay Crosby. And now, here's the daddy of them all, except Clifton, Bing Crosby.
Thanks, Ken, and for once, you're absolutely right. The four boys are going to be with us tonight, and I am not Clifton Webb's father.
Gee, imagine, five Crosbys on one program.
This may shatter the network.
You know, Bing, when I saw you and all the boys filing into the studio tonight, it reminded me of the famous Foy family of vaudeville days.
Well, in numbers, we can nearly tie the Foys, but when it comes to talent, I think they had us... How many... Foys were six. Well, it depends whether you count Frisco or not. If you leave Frisco out, there's seven. But to get along with the proceedings, Ken, the Rhythm Ayers are rippling micward. John Scott seems to be ready with a very stout downbeat, and the tune is called Hooray for Love.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Oh, but in Paddy they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love.
It's the wonder of the world.
Or the blunder of the world.
It's the rocket to the moon.
With a touch of clair de lune.
It gets you high.
It gets you low.
But once you get that glow.
Oh, some trust to fate for love. Others have to take off, wait for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even have to go to work for love.
Sad songs are sobbed for love.
People have their noses bobbed for love. Some say we pay for love.
Ooh,
just the same, hooray for love. Some beat their brains for love. Other fellas miss their trains for love. Screen stars emote for love. Even politicians vote for love. Some take to drink for love. Others have to buy a lick for love. Some rob a bank for love. Others never spend a franc for love.
Kings lose their thrones for love.
Lovers disconnect their phones for love. There's more to say for love, but for now,
nothing changed, just the same as ages ago.
Hippity hip de hip hooray, hippity hip de hip hooray, hippity hip de hip hooray. For love.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. For love.
Very, very nice. nice, Bing and Rhythmaires.
You're very nice to say so, Kenneth.
But, you know, Bing, this is spring.
Certainly. Hooray for love.
Oh, Bing, how can people go around shouting hooray for love when they can shout about the new Philco plastic portables?
Gosh, y'all fishhooks, Ken, I don't know. I guess folks have just blown their tops.
Well, let them blow their tops about the new Philco portables.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Why, Bing, don't you know Philco's new plastic portables are just adorable and they come in four attractive colors?
Oh, well, that's different. That beats love any day.
I knew you'd see the light, Bing.
What colors do Philco portables come in, Ken? For instance, Spank Baby, pink, perhaps?
No.
Tight Girdle Purple?
No.
Under the Sun Lamp Too Long, beige?
Well, not exactly those colors, Bing.
No, what then? Hurry and tell us some of their hues. Paint a brilliant picture, but make it postcard size. We've much to do
with
tonight.
With alacrity, Bing. This new Philco portable really gives you a lot more radio for its size. Take it to the beach, the woods, the mountains. Gets you the ball games. Gives you terrific tone and performance wherever you go. And that long-life Philco battery gives you many more hours of playing at less cost per hour. It's a three-way portable. Plays on AC or DC, too. At a new low price for Philco quality. Oh, yes, and those real gone colors being just dreamed up. Its smart plastic cabinet is an eye-catcher in your choice of ivory, tan, maroon, or blue-green. Ask your dealer for the Philco 602. Tops in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
They tell me these balmy summer evenings are just ideal for such outdoor capers as swinging down the lane. It's an old tune, but the custom still prevails. Everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody's feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this, when I'm all alone, when the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane. So blue, watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Before we go any further, I meant to ask you, were you trying to reach me on the phone Tuesday night?
Yes, I was. I certainly was. I thought you and Betty might want to join Dixie and me over at Paramount for a showing of a very flashy new Technicolor item called The Emperor Waltz.
That's your new picture with Joan Fontaine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the picture about, Bing?
Well, I can't give away all the plot. I wouldn't want to do that,
no.
Ken. But I will tell you that Joan has a dog called Scheherazade, and I have one named Buttons.
Yeah.
They fall in love, and for a while it looks like I'm going to lose my buttons.
Oh, no.
Pretty clever?
Oh, very. Gee, I'm sorry we missed seeing the picture, Ben.
Well, Dixie and I almost missed it, too. We couldn't get anybody to stay with the kids.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday night, you know, is our maid's night out.
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought maid's night out was Thursday.
That's usual, yeah, but our girl is different.
Yeah.
She has to get off on Tuesday. You see, she plays third trumpet on the Bob Hope Show.
they get to stay with the boys?
Well, we called several babysitters, but they're all busy.
Well.
Seems the babysitters' union was holding a diaper folding and refrigerator raiding contest at Chula Vista very same night. But I finally hit on a brilliant scheme.
I'll just bet you
did. I certainly did. I happen to remember Clifton Webb in 20th Century Fox's Sitting Pretty. Clever movie, too.
Oh, sure. He plays a babysitter in that.
A very funny babysitter. So I decided to call him up. Say, aren't we getting into this a little like Fred Allen would do?
Well, is that bad?
That's good.
That's very good.
Anyway, I dialed Clifton's number.
Hello? Clifton Webb's residence. MacArthur speaking.
MacArthur?
Oh, not the General MacArthur. MacArthur Yamakata.
Well, Mac, tell me, Mac, is Mr. Webb in?
Mr. Webb, in to some people, out to some people. Which some people are you, please?
Just tell Mr. Webb that Mr. Crosby's calling. Bing Crosby, would you please?
Here I hear.
Hello? Clifton Webb speaking.
Clifton, I just wanted to tell you, called you purposely for this, I wanted to tell you I've seen your picture Sitting Pretty 3 times, and I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Bing, and I intend to see Emperor Waltz 3 times. Now, what is it you want?
Well, Dixie and I want to go out this evening, but we have no one to stay with the kids. The babysitters are all having a convention tonight.
Your children don't need a sitter, Bing. That's a job for the National Guard.
They turned me down.
And I think I should make it perfectly clear to you, Bing, I abhor children.
Oh, Clifton, that's hardly the attitude to take. You were once a kid yourself.
I was never a child. I was born at the decent age of 32.
Oh, transcribed for a later release, huh?
No, I was an incubator baby, and I held the front door shut from the inside.
Really hiding out, huh? 32 years in an incubator.
It was warm, that's all I asked.
Getting back to my boys, if you'll take care of them tonight, Clifton, I promise you, you won't have any trouble with them. They're all perfect gentlemen.
So is gorgeous George, but he fractures every opponent.
Kids aren't roughnecks, Clifton. You're making mountains out of my gentle little molehills.
Gentle?
Yes.
Gentle?
Mm-hmm.
Bing, only last week I caught your gentle little molehills taking the top down on my car.
Well, all boys are mechanically minded. They like to push buttons. They like to watch things work. That's the only reason they took the top down on your convertible.
Bing, my car is not a convertible. At least it wasn't.
Oh, well, you should have a convertible anyway. They're so smart. Now, what do you say? Will you come on over and take charge so Dixie and I can get an evening out?
Well,
oh, come on, Cliff.
Very well, Bing. I'll come over and sit with the children. But I warn you, if they get the least bit out of hand, I'll tuck them in bed and turn the electric blanket up to barbecue.
You won't have any trouble, Cliff. And thanks a lot.
So, Clifton took the job, huh, Bing?
Yeah, Ken, wasn't that nice of him?
Nice? I'd say it was downright courageous.
Yes, but I tried to smooth the way for Clifton. Before leaving, I called the boys into the living room for a little pep talk. Hey, gang, everybody, in here, come on, front and center.
Did you call us, Dad?
What's up, Pop?
Now, fellas, your mother and I are going out for the evening, so I've arranged for a babysitter to come in.
Gee, Dad, we're not babies anymore.
Nevertheless, I have called a sitter.
But, Dad, do you realize that I expect to shave any day now?
Gary, I've seen piano keys that need a shave worse than you do. You'll have a sitter.
Well, I'm growing up just the same.
Son, just a minute. Don't you see, when you grow up, I grow up. Now, you wouldn't want that to happen to your poor dear pappy, would you?
Oh, I see what you mean, Dad.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take it easy.
Thank you. So it's all settled now. Clifton Webb will be over soon.
Gee, Pop, why'd you have to get Clifton Webb?
Well, I had to get somebody in a hurry, and he lives near us.
Why didn't you get Rita Hayworth? She lives near us, too.
Don't be like your Uncle Everett.
Say, Dad, can we go to the ball game tomorrow night?
Ask your mother. Now, we're leaving soon, and when we return, I want this house to be still standing here.
Oh, we couldn't move the house.
Well, you could try. Now, I don't want to find any shutters off the windows. I'd like to see the front porch exactly where the architect placed it, the furniture exactly in the same places where your mother made me move it yesterday. In other words, the entire premises will be intact. Is that understood?
Yes, but remember, this is earthquake country.
Sure.
Say, Dad.
What?
Is it all right if we whip up a batch of popcorn later?
Ask your mother. Now, Mr. Webb is a very nervous gentleman. I don't want you boys to do anything to upset him.
Can we listen to Bob Hope's program tonight?
Ask your mother. Now, remember this. Treat Mr. Webb very kindly and do everything you can to cooperate with him. And you've got to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Gone knees.
9 o'clock?
Yes.
Gee, Dad, that's when the chickens go to bed.
And that's another thing. I want you to take those chickens out of your bedroom, too.
Those aren't chickens, Pop. They're just feathers.
Feathers, huh? I distinctly heard those feathers cackling a little while ago.
Gee, I wonder how they could cackle.
Maybe they're very clever feathers.
It must be. Now, remember, in bed at 9, and don't forget your teeth.
Oh, we'll take them with us.
I mean, brush them. Also, everybody wears pajamas tonight.
Gee, what's the matter with underwear?
Dennis, I've explained to you that underwear's just for the daytime. Everybody wears pajamas tonight.
Tops or bottoms?
Both. You wear both.
There's a bit of a limp in the air, and I think I'll slip into my Dr. Denton's.
Good luck to you and your Dr. Dens. Well, that's it, boys. Be sure that Mr. Webb is made comfortable. Just feel that he's your guest this evening. Do everything you can to make him feel at home and happy.
Don't worry, Dad. We'll give him an evening you'll remember for a long time.
I hope I don't detect an ominous ring in there.
Say, Pop, can we get the wrestling matches on the television set?
What television set?
The Philco television set. What else?
Naturally, that's more like it. Our sponsor, you know.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about cheese anymore.
I'll say, we'll never run out of Velveeta.
We better cut out the cheese talk. Linny's Mickey Mouse watch is drooling.
Ha ha. Hey, that's pretty clever, Pop.
That's a rib steak. I'm talking to you later. Prime. Well, boys, I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Night, Dad.
Night, Pop. Oh, Pop.
Huh?
What about the television set? Can we turn it on?
Ask your mother. Night.
Ask your mother. Ask your mother. Boy, is he ever henpecked.
Bing, you don't have to tell me another word. I can just about imagine what happened when Clifton arrived at your house and rang the doorbell.
Well, I suppose I should ring the doorbell. Well, well, well. Is that corny?
This is Mr. Webb, I presume.
Yes, yes, this is Mr. Webb, and I suppose you're the James boys.
We ain't the sons of the pioneers.
Come in, Mr. Webb, and make yourself at home.
Thank you.
I'm Gary, Mr. Webb.
How do you do?
And these are the twins, Phil and Denny.
Hi, Mr. Webb.
Hi, Mr. Webb.
And this is Lindsay.
Hiya, Spider.
Young man, next to children, I detest puns most.
Gee, you sure have a nice suntan, Mr. Webb.
I got that from riding in an open car.
You're welcome.
Not
then, boys, come. You sit on that side of the room, and I'll sit over here. Remember, good behavior.
Oh, yes. Would you care for the evening paper, Mr. Webb?
Yes, thanks, I would.
Here you are.
Thank you.
That'll be 5 cents.
Young man, unless the Republicans have nominated Alf Landon again, this paper is older than you are.
Hey, Phil, what's that thing around his neck? Where? There.
Gentlemen, this is a cravat, a necktie.
Yeah, Danny, you remember. Dad's wearing a necktie in his wedding picture.
That was... that was before our time.
Now, come, boys, come. Let's all busy ourselves. I'll recline here on the couch and read Mr. Landon's campaign promises, and... You boys busy yourselves doing something quietly. There are lots of books over there. Now you go and open them.
Yes, sir. Say, here's a new book. Win, Lose, or Draw by Warren Brown.
He's a sports writer, and the book's about horses, boxing, and baseball.
Boys.
Gee, I wonder if there's anything in here about the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're better
people. Boys, please.
Hey, look, here's a story about Babe Ruth.
Gee, look at that swell uniform he has on.
Yeah, isn't that a dinger?
Dinger, winger, or plinger, read the book and be quiet.
Mr. Webb, we didn't mean to disturb you, old chap. Look who's here. Here, Bullet.
Hey, Bull.
Hey, Bull.
Hey, Mr. Webb, what do you think of our dog?
Dog? I've played polo on ponies smaller than that.
He is pretty big. He's a Labrador retriever.
A what?
A Labrador retriever.
Why anyone would ever want to retrieve Labrador is beyond...
Look, he likes you, Mr. Webb. He's licking your face.
Please call him off. Call him off. He's diluting my aftershave lotion. Go away. Go away. Scat, scat, scat.
Here, boy. Here, boy. Here, Bullet.
Thank you. Now let's try to regain the happy state of composure we nearly captured some moments ago. Now, that's splendid. Now, I'll just take a little nap here while the four of you hold that beast in abeyance. Come now, quiet now.
Gee, what does Mr. Webb want to go to sleep for? He's antisocial.
I guess we must be boring him.
Boys.
I think we're pretty jolly. Why should he be bored?
He just doesn't appreciate it.
Please, boys.
Hey, maybe we should do something to entertain him.
I know. Gary, why don't you play him a solo on your trombone? And I'll play the piano.
I got the old slip horn right here.
Gentlemen... If I hear one tinkle on that piano or one blast from that horn, I'll rat on you to Petrillo.
Go ahead and rat. We've got paid-up cards. I've got an idea. Let's all sing for Mr. Webb. Yeah, let's give him the Wabash Cannonball.
Boys, please.
You start it, Gary, and we'll join in.
From out the wide Pacific to the broad Atlantic shores, she climbs the high mountains up the hill and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, and she's known quite well by all, she's a regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandies, so the western people say. She's climbed over Rock Island, took all her style away. To the lakes of Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
No changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.
Everybody having fun?
Hey, Dad!
Why, Bing, what are you doing back so soon?
Back? Haven't even left yet. Dixie's still dressing. But don't let me break this little thing up here. What's going on?
Come on, Pop. Climb aboard. There's always room for one more. Yeah, Dad, we need a little volume.
Little volume, huh? Well, you got the quality, I guess. Give me a vamp. I'll climb in here.
Just listen to the jingle and the rumble and the roar.
Hit it, boys.
As
she glides along the woodland to the hills and by the shore.
Beat it out.
Hear the mighty rush of the engine. Hear the lonesome hobo's call. Traveling on the Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball.
Oh, Cannonball. While she's traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, I could go on and on, Ken, telling you what happened the rest of the evening, but we really haven't got the time. If you want to get the gruesome details of what happened later, contact Clifton Webb.
Suppose I get in through Bill Smith out of Fox?
No, he's at a rest home in Monrovia.
Oh.
I'm going out next week for the unveiling. They're removing the bandages.
I may join you. Before the unveiling, I may say a few words about Philco.
Oh, that should be easy to listen to.
Why, certainly, Bing. Philco's always easy to listen to. Easy on your eyes, too.
Naturally.
Take Philco's new 1283 radio phonograph. It's a perfect parlay, thrilling to listen to, and its gorgeous mahogany cabinet is as easy on your eyes as a cover girl. Tone? But tops. Record changer? A real smoothie. Speedy yet safe. Changes up to 12 records at a clip. It won't get out of whack if you just breathe on it either. And price? Well, try and top it. You couldn't match the value in a month of Sundays. All this, plus plenty of record storage space in the cabinet, adds up to the kind of fine radio phonograph you've always wanted. So compare Philco's new 1283 at your dealer now. And let your own eyes and ears tell you it's your tip-top buy for your money in console combinations from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's a ballad from Britain. Some very catchy words, some nice music. They can keep bundles like this coming. Yes, sir.
As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are? When you stroll hand in hand beneath the moon above, does your heart sing how lucky you are? There's so many heartaches in this world of ours, but sometimes a dream will come true. The one that you love is in love with you. That's the greatest of blessings by far. And you don't know how lucky.
Time now to corral the clan and head them over to Romeo's for a plate of spaghetti. They worked hard tonight. I guess they should be fed. Boys, would you like to say goodnight to everybody? Gary?
Night, folks.
Dennis?
Night, all.
Philip?
So long, everybody.
And Lindsay?
Goodnight, folks. See you the same time, same station, next week.
This Yeah. For your information, this time next week, you'll be a member of our vast and charming listening audience, old boy.
Incidentally, Bing, who's your guest next week?
Next week, Clifton Claudette Colbert joins us.
Ah, that'll be pleasant.
That's our motto, and thanks again, Clifton.
Thank you.
Folks, this month has been set aside by presidential decree as Cancer Control Month. The urgency of this appeal is stressed by the terrible fact that cancer will strike one out of every two families unless something is done. Cancer control is vital to every man, woman, and child in this country. Send your contribution now to the American Cancer Society, Los Angeles 5, California, or to your local chapter. Thank you, and good night.
produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guest, Claudette Colbert. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.